Holding on, Jackie's. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie's. Holding on, you better believe I'm holding on. Holding on, you better believe I'm. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. What's going on, y'all? Listen, I'm so excited about the show today. What's going on, Rita?
Nothing much. Just working, building as usual. Striving.
You got a glow going on, girl.
I do.
Yeah, you glowing.
Well, thanks.
You glowing, girl. What is going on?
I ain't got no makeup on.
Girl, you gotta go. I'm serious. I don't know if it's the light or what, but your whole face is just on a glow.
Oh, well, bless God. Bless.
Well,
Yes.
Tell us what's been going on with your photography. I have been seeing pictures, winter pictures, fall pictures, Christmas pictures. Fill us in. What's going on? Tell us. What's happening?
Well, right now I'm just building. So I'm doing a Black Friday sale until November 25th. So basically, it's like normally half off of the original price. So I am doing the business professional photos. I'm offering headshots for a certain amount, and then I'm doing branding photos, Christmas photos, fall sessions, graduation, all of those beautiful things at a discounted rate for this month. Even if you pay now, you can schedule later just so that you can get the discount. So I have not listed it on my website as of yet, but I am currently creating content and adding it to my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is Precious Moments Photography and Designs. So right now, like I said, I'm just kind of bringing, because I'm trying to do a new thing with rebranding this year. December will make 10 years, and it has definitely been a journey. So just learning to be more consistent with my marketing strategies. That has been one little beast. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to do different content and build my portfolio on a different level. So that's kind of what giving it a different look. I probably shouldn't say that. But yeah, just try to give it a different look and different branding and just building with the precious moments and capturing.
Sounds good. You know, are you getting a lot of business? Because I know, tell me how, I hate to bring up COVID, but I got to do it. So tell me how COVID has affected your business, and how did you, I guess you could say, adapt
You just kind of actually have to just go with the flow. You have to know how to move and swing with the blows because it actually slowed down more because you know a lot of people are having financial issues right now. So, but this is the season for my particular industry with photography. This is the high season. But like I said, because of COVID and a lot of people have been without jobs and a lot of people have been without, so it's kind of a little slow than usual. So I think it's just getting it out there. That's one reason why I wanted to offer discounts so that people can. I mean, my thing is I don't want to, you know, when I price, I don't want it to be overboard where people can't afford it. So right now, that's why I have it at a certain rate, because I think everybody should capture those capture moments and precious moments. You know, those, I just think every moment in life is precious. I mean, God bless you to live. We shouldn't wait to major events. You should capture, you should make the history, you should create the memories. And because at the end of the day, when all said is done, it's all you have left. And if you don't capture those moments, you just have to remember it. But so yeah, it has actually, like I said, it did slow it down. And I just have to learn how to adapt. It was a bit depressing, because I was expecting something different. But at the same time, I just learned how to adapt and trust in God and just pressing and striving and just going with the flow, trust in the process. That's all you can really do. There's nothing. So,
well, one of the things I wanted to make sure I talked about today was how to, the topic today, ladies, is scream, cry, but don't give up. I actually saw this quote, right? I saw that quote and it did something to me because one of my friends, she was saying, you're just one of the nice people. I say, yeah, I said, but you know, they got a saying that nice people finish last or something. But I saw that quote and I thought about how many disappointing moments I have experienced in my life, you know, and I said, I'm not the only woman who has. It's so easy to say, be strong, or girl, you got this. It's easy to say it, but when women, we face some real hard challenges in life. We face some of the things we have dealt with is divorce, losing children, family issues, being abandoned, being single parents, having a baby, losing a baby. We deal with some heavy, heavy stuff, you know. And one of the things that I put Sisters United together was to show people that women could get along, okay? To show people that we could push and empower one another. We can inspire one another. We can draw energy. When I'm weak, I can draw energy from my sister, from this connection. If I need a push, if I need support, we get it from each other as sisters. But that's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes you're gonna have to cry. Sometimes you're going to have to scream, throw a plate, break something. You know, you're going to get those emotions. You're going to feel like throwing in the towel, you know. But what you have to do is get that out and keep moving forward. Rita, let's get into a conversation that can encourage those ladies out there that are listening. They're ready to throw in the towel. They are ready to, depression is trying to sink in. We're going to get into some instances or just some encouraging words just to help somebody understand. The road is not easy. Let me just put it like that. You know, go ahead, Rita. What you want to say about it? Hey, Keisha.
Well, good morning, Keisha. I want to say, life happens. I mean, life happens to us all. And like I always tell, I say, if life haven't happened to you, keep saying good morning. I used to didn't understand that statement as a kid. I was like, wait, what? But I was like, as I got older, I understood even more my latter years than, you know. So it's like, if life haven't happened to you, keep saying good morning, you know. So the one of those things is, I think my thing personally is having that relationship with God that gives you the strength to persevere through those rough patches, through those hard times. But everybody may not have that relationship with God. So you just got to keep hope alive. I mean, most people go by faith. Faith is keeping hope. Faith is hope. And if you continue to press and you continue to strive, it's like it's a saying that say, my current situation is not my final destination. So you have to
Come on.
know that. You have to know that whatever I'm dealing with is not, is this is not the end. You gotta hope for better days. You gotta strive for better days. There's times I'm not gonna lie, I'll be in a dark place. And sometimes you feel like, I was telling somebody the other day, I say sometimes you feel like there is nobody because you're going and you know, it's not like most people they care for you, somebody that was recently dealing with something, they care for you, but a lot of times it's not often expressed. And so most people feel like they're alone. Most people feel like nobody care for them. Nobody, because normally 9 times I've seen you are actually literally alone. But then when you put something out there, people are like, oh my gosh, no, I care for you. I love you. XYZ, but it's something major done happened. Like just like when somebody died. You know, it's something major. Everybody want to express their love, but why didn't you express that while they were here? Or why don't we express this as often? Because people do go through struggles, people do go through battles, people are hurting. And I'm like I said, I've
Come on.
experienced, I was in a dark place. I'm like, why nobody called me? Why nobody said this? No, why nobody checked on me and just say, hey, how are you doing? People don't realize that goes a long way. Just checking on
Long
somebody.
way.
Checking on somebody goes a long way. Just say, hey, how you doing? It just does something just to know that you came on somebody's mind. Or, you know, so
That's right.
like I always tell people, you have to encourage, because you, like I said, everybody does not have their relationship with God. I definitely can say that was my safe haven, as to know that God, his Holy Spirit would come and strengthen me and speak to me spiritually through dreams, through visions, through just his spirit will help me persevere through my trials or my tribulation. But like I said, for those people that don't know how to lean on the Holy Spirit or don't know how to lean on that place in that dark place and they trying to get out that dark hole, you still have to, you have to keep hope alive. It's starting the mind. I think it's
That's
starting
right.
your mind, the mentality. You have to get the toxic thoughts out your mind. It's a battle. And the enemy, like I said, the enemy job and his tactics is to get in our mind and cause chaos, start speaking all this negativity in our mind. And then unless we get past that, we will constantly stay. That's when depression comes, because our mind, the battleground is
Yeah.
inside of our mind. If we
Your
think in
mind, that's
depression,
right.
if we think in these negative thoughts, if you think in everybody is against me, if you think in these things, all of that stuff manifests in your life.
That's true. Now, before you continue, I want to go back to what you said about because you said a lot that I just wanted to pull and say it, but I want to go back to when you said when somebody's in a dark place, that phone call. That just a how you doing? And you know, today it is so easy to communicate with people. Even if you don't call, it's a you can text, you can send a message on Messenger. I mean, you got Instagram. We got all. Ain't it amazing how we are in a time of communication where communication is made so easy that we still will not be there for each other, you know. I like also how you were talking about the battlefield of the mind. You know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy, you know. that paranoia that we deal with. And I think it comes a lot from separating ourselves from people. You know, we don't want to deal with something. We don't want to get into a confrontation. So we separate ourselves. Let me get over here in my own little world where I know I'm confident about it's that comfort zone, where I'm confident about where I'm going to stay right here in my little, you know. And before you know it, that dark place, that place that you put yourself in becomes a breeding ground for negativity. It becomes a breeding ground for like you said, that paranoia, that those voices that tell you, oh, they don't like you. Look how she's looking at you. Oh, she don't comment on your post. Oh, she don't say nothing to you. And before you know it, you're in a endless cycle of I call it my pastor part of me have to kick in. I call it that imaginations that we entertain. And I think it's very important, like you say, for us to be there for one another. It's important for us. You see, your girl ain't called you in days. Call her.
Right.
I tell my sister this a lot. The phone rings both ways, you know, dials out both ways, you know. And sometimes we wait on a lot of people to do this and that. But a lot of people are so busy doing things. You know what I'm saying? Because, Rita, let's be honest. People are so busy today.
Right.
I don't even know. Half of them really not busy. But the way Corona has set everybody's life up, it has made them feel as though they are so busy. But you're not really that busy, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's very important as women that we start building bridges to one another, you know? And I know that we had a show about friendship. We had and we talked about you have to make sure people are your friend for a reason, but pray for discernment. You know, ask God to show you what your role is in a person's life. I believe everybody that comes into your life, it was a divine appointment. They cross your path. I don't care if it was temporary or it's for long term. You get what I'm saying? You might just be that person that they needed for that moment to keep them from falling in a pit. You get what I'm saying? Of depression or something like that. That's why I love this topic. Alma Marie Keisha's comment. You have to stay encouraged. You have to push. Pray until something happens. I think that often we forget whose we are. We have to remember and know that as a child of God, He wants the best for us. Oh, that was powerful. That's powerful. Oh, Keisha, that was powerful. Because that's the truth. But like, and we weigh both sides of it. Like you said, Rita. What about those people that don't have God in their lives? And this show right now is a light. It's the light. It's the light that we can use to help people understand you don't have to carry the load alone. You don't have to. You don't have to carry it by yourself. You know, and I know people say, oh, I didn't know this was a gospel show. Well, I love the Lord. So I'm going to just tell you, you know. Yes. I like it. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I can have a 10-minute conversation. I'm going to say amen about 4 or 5 times. It's just, it's in me. It's what I do. Anyway, go ahead, Rita.
I think also when, I'm trying to just organize these thoughts of mine. Yeah, I love Jesus too. So that He's the spearhead of my life. And that's honestly, I think that's where a lot of people, because God created us for a purpose. And when we leave out the Creator, you just mess up. Like, He created you. And I mean, He has the power of life and death. He brought you in. He definitely can take you out, because at the end of the day, you don't know when your expiration date is, to be honest.
Come on.
So I'm like, how can you live a life without the person who created you? You know, and that's kind of how I think. And that's why our world is the way it is, because you take God out of school. That's a whole nother subject. You know, we yeah.
You took God out the White House. Now you can't get the current president out the White House. I'm gonna move on. I had to throw it
in. I mean we have to just
my God.
Yeah. Look, I gotta bring my thoughts back together. I forgot what you just said. Yeah, so we have to spearhead God in our life. Because if you don't, like you said, for the people that does not have a relationship, you filling that void with something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you fill it with those things 9 times out of 10 that's harming you more than it's helping you. It's why that's you right. continue in the same circle of life, because God is our creator. He give us instructions. He's our map to life. And I'm like, God, without you, like, I already, sometimes you feel like your life is just messed all up. and this is a person that's confessing to be saved or trying to striving to live your life. So I'm like, I can only imagine if he was not the spearhead of my life, what my life would be like. You know, I'm like, it's just like, you know, I don't know. That's why I say we have to. One thing about our life, we have to have God in our life. And that's just it. I mean, for me, like I said, but at the same time, like I said, everybody does not have their relationship. I would definitely encourage people to try to find that relationship with God. Get that. That's first and foremost. In order for us to get our life together, you have to first find that relationship with God in order to know who you are. A lot of times people go in different directions because they don't understand who they are.
They don't understand come on.
Who you are because you're not with the person who created you.
Who created
a purpose. If he created you, you have to say, God, why did you create me? Did you create me? What is my purpose in this life that you created me? First and foremost, we know that God created us to praise him. But at the same time, he also created us for a purpose. So at the same time, I always tell we have to tap into that purpose, because those things, when we don't live in purpose, it whatever we do will drain the life out of us. I have experienced it
personally. Yes, it will.
That thing that's in you, that thing that you're passionate about, that thing that gives you life, that thing that you are naturally talented in, gifted in, it's like, look, I tell people, look, baby, if you can't sing, you wasn't born to be a singer. So don't strive to go that way. I'm just saying.
Don't always be trying to get the lead in the choir. I'm trying to get the lead.
Trying to throw no type of shade or anything. It was just an example, because I'm saying is it's a lot of times we strive for those things that is not. Yeah. We normally strive and chase after those things that's not for us. Because what's in us, we done got to a whole nother session, but what's in us is...
Go ahead, Brita. Go ahead.
I mean, what's in us is like... We just feel like this is who we are. So it's just like you don't really think, oh, this is something I should be doing in life, but you're natural at it. You're gonna serve better in this area because you can. It's a natural gift. You know, everybody. I used to think that everybody can. I'm like, baby, if you weren't born to sing, you can't learn to sing.
You know what you're sharing is so important, because a lot of people run around like a chicken with their head cut off in these different places, and they will not. It's like, and like you say, they know their natural gift. They know it. But you know what I found out? A lot of people will not walk in their gift because they lack confidence in that area. I mean, could be the best at it, but they lack confidence. And I always like to talk about those voices, like you were talking about earlier, that's going on inside of your head. Sunday, I preached a sermon about that. If the enemy is talking to you, he's out of position. If he's telling you this, like your thoughts be all over the place, you over here 1 minute, you're over there the next minute, you have to bring your thoughts under subjection, and then you have to sift through them and make sure that what you're hearing is from God. A lot of times we are going with what feels right, or, oh, I can do that. Just because you can do it don't mean that that's what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I can go out and chop a tree down, but I'm not going to chop a tree down for a living. You know, you have to ask God, say, Lord, like you said earlier, what have you created me for? What's my divine call? If you don't, you know, this is, girl, we done went way off the subject, but it's necessary for today because a lot of people are not going back to a traditional job, right? And they need to know why they're in this position right now at this time in their lives. And it's because God wants you to seek him and ask him, what are you really designed to do? What are you really designed to do? It's a lot of people working jobs. It's a lot of working jobs, but they're not passionate about their jobs.
Right.
I've seen people jump from job to job to job to job, you know, and they just, they're still unhappy. That's because God created you to be an entrepreneur. God created you with a gift. It's people that can make furniture, but they'll go work a job, you know, because they lack confidence that God can provide for them in the skill that he gave them. That's why I think, and it takes us back to our subject, that's why I think it's important for us to encourage one another in our purpose. I need to always be excited about you and your photography. I need to always be excited, like my brother, he sings. I'm always excited to hear new music from him. I'm always excited, you know, and they're always excited to see me do something new. But the thing is, where are we when somebody needs us? You get what I'm saying? When they're at that place where they're off track, they're at that place where they don't need a kick. They need you to reach down and help them get up out of the ditch of despair that they're in. Where are we? You know, where are we? Like our topic today, scream, cry, but don't give up. We are that light. We are that, he said, when your brother is weak, come on. You gotta help them when they need restoration, restore them quickly. We have to be that because one day we're gonna need that for ourselves. You get what right. I'm saying? You know, and if we didn't put anything, I would tell people, put something in. You wanna get something out, you gotta put something in, you know? And it's it's necessary. In this day and time, we have some big triumphs as Black women. You know, we look at Kamala Harris. We look at, you know, a lot of strong Black women in position today. Our young ladies are going to be able to pull from that example. You know, I like this comment that Lisa Tebow wrote. She said, I had to learn to love myself because I lived to please others first. Once you love you, I guess what she meant, it is easier to share and encourage others.
Right.
Oh, that's a whole nother. that's a whole nother. Let me write that down. But where are we for one another? Our sisters are ready to scream and give up. Okay. I want to encourage you today and let you know that we are praying for you and we are believing God to do great and mighty things in your life. We're believing God to, I know that you may be in a place of despair because somebody's listening. It's not, God didn't have us to go this direction if it wasn't somebody that's dealing with depression right now. If it wasn't somebody that's sinking into that dark place. Now, I'm going to tell you how you know you're in that place. And then I'm going to let Rita talk because I like the bab. I like to go on and on. But this is how you know you're in that dark place. You stay in the bed. You stay on the couch. You don't go outside. You don't get any sun. Okay? You're not answering your phone. You on Facebook watching everybody else do their thing, and you're irritated and you upset because you feel like they're doing better than you. You know, I'm just saying, in today's time, you have to know when the enemy has attached himself to you and is trying to drag you into a pit. Okay? Don't stay there. Pray. Call your friends. Don't wait for people to call you. Call somebody. Tell somebody, hey, I'm struggling right now. Let me just listen to, talk to me. What you doing? You know, sometimes it's just as simple as you picking up the phone and calling somebody. You get what I'm saying? Some people, like I say, they busy and they doing, they don't know that you in the pit. They don't know that you down. So you, sometimes you have to get that phone and call somebody. I know when I feel that way, because I battled with depression for a long time, and sometimes I'll fall in it today. I called my mother. I said, all right, Mama, I'm there. She gets to talking to me. Girl, you are awesome. She gets to just, girl, you know, I was talking to her. She just gets to talking. She talks to me till I'm up out of that place. Because the trick of the enemy is for you to feel like nobody cares, or feel like you're all alone. Once he can get you trapped into that little place or whatever, he'll keep you there for years. I've talked to people that's been there for years, and now it's a part of their, it's a part of their daily routine, to that pity party, that self, you know, I can't even restriction, or I can't even describe it. But sometimes, let me tell y'all something. And I know y'all feel like, oh, well, you're a pastor. You shouldn't be dealing with depression. Depression is real. We are all in a flesh suit, okay? We all have things we're trying to achieve. And sometimes they don't go the way you want them to go. You get what I'm saying? You get so high and so happy, and it don't go the way you want it to go. And you will fall. But watch this. Amen. God say, like Keisha said, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You got to know that he said that even in the darkest time of your life, he said, I'll be right there. He said, in your wilderness, I'll be right there. He said, I'm right here with you. You are not alone. I want to talk to somebody out there. Rita, I just feel like talking to somebody. Come on, Rita, help me out. Is somebody out there that's got this heaviness on them?
Yes, we have to be resilient, you know. Resilience is, you know, life will throw you some blows. That life happens, you know. And for once, like I said, you have to be resilient. You have to fight. You have to press. You have to strive, you know, daily. Is like, even with, when we go, I have to always refer back to the word of God. He said we have to pick up our cross daily. We don't know what our cross entails for that day, but you have to get up, wake up, get your mind together, and make up your mind that you got to fight through this day. Some days, I'm not going to lie, some days, yeah, you need to stay in bed, because you have to know what you need for yourself. You have to know, everybody won't understand it. It first and most importantly is self-care. If you cannot be 100, you cannot help nobody else. There's a point in my life I had stepped down from positions. I was like, look, I can't pour out to nobody else. I don't have it in me. Everything that I have, I need it for me. I need it for me. Because you cannot help somebody else when you're not on 100. You cannot help when you're not, you may not even be at 100, but in, you know, a passing, like, you know, in school, ABC, you know, you're in the passing range. Right. You're getting by.
Yeah.
So even, but sometimes we're so low, we're at 50%.
Yeah.
I can't help you. I'm sorry. Because we, as self-care, you cannot fully, you know, because sometimes some of us that we consider as strong people or strong women, we pour out, and nobody's pouring back into us. Nobody's pouring back into us. So guess what happens? When nobody else pouring back into us, it's like we have a cup with a hole at the bottom. It's like... You get drained. So you have to take out the time.
Yeah.
And get your strength from God, or you have to take out the time and love on yourself, because sometimes sometimes you have to cry. God, I think God created tears for us, because I know there's times when, baby, they was just flowing. And after I did that, it was a relief. It was a release. It was a release. So some days, if you have to cry, cry. If you have to scream, scream. You know, whatever you have to do, whatever you have to do is to get through that moment. I mean, because life is not going to stop. People, like, I'm going to put it like this. My daddy passed. You know, you expect the world to just stop and everybody to just come to your rescue, but it didn't happen like that. You know, at the end of the day, everybody, I'm sorry for your loss, or I give my condolences, or, you know, and at that time, that don't mean nothing. You just be like, okay, thank you. I mean, because you're torn, you're broken, you're chaotic inside, and it's just, you just don't know what to do. I mean, words don't really mean nothing at that point in time. You expect the world to stop and everybody come to your rescue, but I had to realize, I said, okay, life goes on. I was in a dark place. I'm like, but life goes on. Everybody else have their life that they're living. It's like, oh, but I can't stop my life to come to your rescue all the time. So you have to learn how to get up, make up your mind. Okay, Lord, even through the pain, I got to strive. Through the hurt, I got to press. It's like, sometimes it's like, okay, I'm pressing through the tears. I'm pressing through the turmoil. I'm pressing, God. Oh, you know, see my little seed of faith. I'm going, God, I'm trusting you. Even in the midst of all of the chaos in my life, or the torment that's in my brain, I have to trust and get up and trust God and trust the process that, God, you know what you're doing. You know, so, and when they dealing with you in these, because a lot of people in depression right now, because most people has lost jobs. Most people has lost health insurance. Most people don't know where their next meal coming from. And then you go into the holiday season, when most people get depressed during that time, because they can't give their kids what they want. But at the same time, we have to know that, especially during this pandemic, that we have life. Oh, yes. That's a gift enough in itself to have life. Because you have, right. I mean, if you wasn't one of those 230 plus thousand people that has gone in these past few months, God has blessed you with a gift of life. That in itself is a blessing, you know. So at the same time, we have to fight in our mind. We have to get it together in our mind. That's first and foremost. That's what depression starts at, in the mind. When we start thinking those things, the enemy start bringing thoughts to our minds. Some of the stuff not even real. You just be like, oh, she don't like me. I mean, because like you say, you don't know the phone work too well. You don't know. You expecting me to call you, but I'm in my own depression.
Exactly.
So so two people in the spring, had they just called each other or called somebody, you never know what that had done for that person. You thinking you calling for you, and basically you just blessed them because they needed somebody to talk to themselves.
Yeah, what did it say? Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, you just have to trust God that that he'll put the people there that, you know, that will encourage you. And I always pray for divine connection. God to put the people around you. That was just like my post last night. Sometimes you have to understand your purpose and your mission is for you. Everybody gonna understand. Some people gonna fall off. Some people gonna treat you funny. They gonna look at you crazy. They gonna talk behind your back. At the end of the day, you was like, okay, this is my mission. God has already predestined my life. My journey is my journey. Like, it's not for you. And I had to realize that, because somebody was telling me something. It was very discouraging, and it was concerning what I'm trying to build. But I had to get my mind. I said, look, they don't understand. This is not their journey, so they can't see it. It's not their vision, so they can't see it. So this is the vision that God has given me, or he has given you. Like you say, I gotta cry, I gotta scream, I gotta press, I gotta push through it, because it's nothing that you have that the enemy not gonna fight against. The opposition gonna come. But you said in his word, and I'm more than a conqueror. I am able to overcome those things. I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. So when we feel like, oh, I can't, man, and there's many times I'm not gonna lie, say, oh, Lord, I can't do this. And it's like, well, you're going against my word. He said, the word says you can do all things. all things through Christ that gives you strength.
He's saying, trust me. He's saying, trust me. See, and I think this is so awesome. I think that, too, it helps us to understand that we need to, when a battle comes, and it'll show us the place that we're weak. It's God showing us, I need you to increase your faith in this area. I need you to trust me more in this area. It's some areas of our life where we totally sold out to the Lord, you know? Oh, we totally give it over to God. But in some areas, when our trials and tribulations come, we'll find out that in that area, we don't trust God as much. I think that also when we go through, cry. Scream, do what you need to do, but at the same time, trust and believe, okay, God is trying to stretch me right here. God is trying to, because we always love that song, if he did it before, he'll do it again. You know, it's easy to say that, but what about a situation you've never been through before? You get what I'm saying? It's a lot of folks that never been through something before. But I'm going to tell you why you're going through it. Because God wants to show you he wants to be the God of your entire life. He wants to be in control of your whole life. You know, some of us will give our finances to the Lord, but won't give our children to God. We'll give our family to God, but we won't give our relationship with our spouse to God. We want to handle that, you know. Then when things go wrong, we don't understand why. Look, Rita. We so strong in God, but we done forgot to pray, right? We done forgot that we messed up all that little strong anointing that we had at the church Sunday. By Tuesday, we
got no on power. You're on the battlefield now. I tell people, I say, church, you gas up at church, you get pulled up, you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I said, baby, when you hit the doors... like on the battlefield, and you have to have the full armor on because them trials and those trials. And another thing is, our trials and tribulations are tests to know where we are, because there's things I'd be like, oh Lord, I ain't know I had all that going on, Jesus. But because you've never been tested in that area, or if you have a weakness. That's just like in school. They have to test the child to see where they are. That's why you have progress reports to see, okay, where am I at? Okay, I can look at my niece's progress report and I can tell where her weaknesses are at. Because you score lower in those areas, those strengths. And so what we need to do, I need to build you in those areas where you're weak. So God does us the same way. He got to find out, okay, what area are you weak in? He's like, so how do we find that out? He has to test us. And when he tests us, find out, okay, Lord, because I'm like, Lord, I was working, I was looking up. I said, Lord, this week we're going to work on some patience. And I've been listening about patience. And I'm like, and it's like when you start working on those weak areas, baby, that fire get turned up. And I'm just like, ooh, I just felt all them. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, Lord, forgive me, because it's like you be trying, but then it's like the heat get turned up and before you know, you forget. And it was a test to see, okay, where you working on patience. Let me test you and see how far you've came along. And before you know, it's something good, and it just ticks you off. And next thing you know, your wheels are spinning because you're like, okay, I done forgot all about this, what I was trying to work on.
But you brought up a point. I remember when I had first started preaching, I told my mother, I said, Mama, I asked God for patience. And my mother is my spiritual mother. I got a lot of them, but my mother's my spiritual mother. Mm-hmm. And I looked in the face. I was just full of zeal, right? I was like, ooh. I said, Mama, I pray for patience. I pray that God give me patience. I was just bragging. And my mama said, girl, you don't know what you just asked for, right? I'm talking about, it wasn't even 2 weeks. And I'm talking about everything started just it looked like everything just started going wrong. I'm telling you, I was homeless. Somebody called CPS on me, you know. You know, they call it CPS. Honey, they don't tell. And people used to do that. They get mad at you. And so they call CPS and tell, oh, she beating the kids. She's starving or whatever. I mean, CPS was knocking on the door. I was living at the Star Hope. You get what I'm saying? I called my mama. I say, look, I called my mama. I said, I'm coming over there. I come over there. Both of us crying in the kitchen. She said, baby, but you prayed for patience. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow.
But I tell people, I say, you know, you have to understand that it's going to work out for you good.
Right.
God, when we come into Christ, a lot of people think you're not going to go through anything, but God, he allows things to happen in our lives to show us just how strong we really are, because we have him. Right. You know, he wants to show you how strong you are with him in your life. You know, I was living in the Star of Hope. You understand me, you know, and we had to sleep on metal beds. We had to eat in the soup kitchen, me and the kid. Oh, it was just my pride. I was like, oh my God, you know. And I did some of my greatest ministry at the Star Hope, living there, you know, Bible studies and walking in the morning and talking with the women of God and just bringing hope while I was in my situation.
Right.
And I always tell people, I say, let God stretch you. You know, it may look like the enemy wants you to get so caught up on what it looks like, but God wants to strengthen you to a place to where you can tell anybody that God can and he will. You know, I told people, I said, me and my kid, I was tired of feeding my kids out that soup kitchen. Because some of the stuff, you just didn't recognize what it was. And the kids was like, Mama, we're going to eat this today. I was like, oh, Lord. And let me tell you something. I didn't have any money. I'm going to tell this testimony. I didn't have any money. I said, no, we ain't eating this today. I still had my car. So I loaded the kids up in the, well, we went outside to get in the car, right? $20 bills. It was about six or seven $20 bills just blowing all through the parking lot. I tell people, I say, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about how good God is. You know, all you have to do is trust him. And even in your wilderness and even in your rough situations, keep praising him. Keep telling folks how good he is. Understand that he has your back. Listen, your trials and tests always end in victory when you lean and depend on God. They always do. It may seem like it, you ain't going to come out of it. It just seems like you've been in it for years and years and years. But you're going to come out. And when you come out, that testimony going to be so powerful.
Yeah.
But you got to get up.
Stronger.
Huh? You're going to be stronger. Let's see what Keisha has to say. Keisha said he knows our strengths and weakness. He has to allow us to see them to build us. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Keisha. Yeah. Preach, Keisha.
Like you said, it says the word say all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. For everything. You know, sometimes you have to remember that, because like you say, sometimes we get so caught up in our trials and we get so caught up in life. We get so caught up. Sometimes we just need that reminder. Sometimes we forget what God can do. But sometimes we forget to trust him. And that goes back to he was dealing with me something on Sunday. He's like, trust the process. You know, we get caught up and we start looking, we take our eyes off of God and we start paying attention to our distractions. I'm like, our mission and our journey is needs our undivided attention. But in a world full of distractions, we have to trust the process. We have to trust God that everything that I'm going through, everything that I'm facing, that somehow, some way, Lord, I don't understand, but it's working for my good. because you don't.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't understand, and it hurts. It's crazy, and it's just like, God, what are you doing? I don't get it. Show me a sign. I'm frustrated. I'm confused. I don't know. But you got to trust the process, knowing that God saying everything that we go through is for a purpose. Everything that we go through is for a purpose. You may not understand it. You may not understand it until 2 or 3 years down the road, or you may never understand it. But at the same time, some way, somehow, you're learning from it. Some way, somehow, God is working it in your plan, because he already knew. This is already predestined before your life that you was going to go through this situation, or you was going to face this, or you was going to go through this grief, or you was going to go through this situation. And so when we don't focus our mind, it's like, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he did not sink, but he started paying attention to the distractions and everything around here, he began to sink. And that's how it is in life. We take our eyes off of God, and we start paying attention to our problems. We start paying attention to our situations. And then the enemy starts sticking into our mind that you're not enough. You can't do this. You did it. You know, he starts speaking all these little crazy things into our mind. And then, you know, he started talking to us, and then it started pulling at our self-esteem. It started pulling at our confidence.
Come on.
Because we initially, all of this stuff grows on us, attaches itself to us. But initially, we wasn't like that. The enemy got into our mind because of our life situations, trials and things that we have failed, obstacles or tests that we have failed. And so the enemy will get into my mind, you don't deserve that. You're not enough. I can't do this. What people gonna say about me? What I'm gonna look like doing this? But at the end of the day, we have to trust the process and know that you are enough, and you are enough through God, through Christ. In order for you to understand that you are enough, you have to understand who you are in Christ.
Oh,
God says you are. You know, and a lot of times when the enemy get into our mind to say we're not enough, we start settling. For less than we deserve. We start settling in situations that we shouldn't even be in. We start getting to attach ourselves to people that we shouldn't even be attached to. We start attaching ourselves to places that we shouldn't even be attaching ourselves to, because we're not understanding who we are. And once we can get past, he said, I wrote a statement, said, once I realized who I was in God, and once I realized, I began to remember how I put it, I actually wrote it down. It's like once I realize who I am in God, and knowing that I am enough, I begin to not settle for God's less, his best for me, less than his best for me. I'm confused. I'm sorry. Once you start knowing who you are and knowing who God created you, you won't settle for the less than God's best for you. So a lot of times we have to get in our mind. But we got to also understand it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. So there's days, I'm still in the process. I'm not, you know, you talk all of this good stuff, but I'm going to be honest. I'm still in the process. I'm in the process. As long as we live, we're going to be in the process, overcoming something, going through something, coming out of something.
Look, I tell people all the time, I'm a work in process. Why? Because it's just, people expect so much because you have the title pastor. See, I'm not like one of them pastors that that put on the whole mask and give you that whole persona. I want you to see that even leaders go through. Even leaders have, let me tell you something. I was a pastor homeless. Do you understand? You know, and look, and had people challenge me and say, you supposed to be a pastor, you know. I was a pastor on food stamps, you know, and you supposed to be a pastor, you know. So we have to, I want us as women of God to begin to get all of that stuff out the way, okay? Get all that stuff out the way. And start helping each other through these hard times. My testimony will help somebody understand that you're not the only one that went through that. Let me tell you how I came out. Let me tell you what I did while I was in it. Let me tell you, I screamed and cried while I was in it. Come on.
Right.
Let me tell you that sometimes I didn't pray. I turned over and just cried, you know? Sometimes I said, Lord, you know, Look, like they say, Lord, I pay my tithes. Lord, I did. Yeah, let me tell you, I was one of the ones that turned over and said, Lord, I'm always preaching the gospel. Why I got to lose all of my clothes? And why, you get what I'm saying? Why I got to lose all of my shoes? I had a 3-bedroom brick house in a cul-de-sac, you know, just beautiful home. Lost it. Do you understand? You know, 2 cars, you know, covered carport, just beautiful house. Lost it all. Do you hear what I'm saying? And was sleeping on somebody's couch. I'm trying to help us understand as women, somebody needs to hear what you went through, how you got through it, and not just that you pretty and got a nice wig on today. You went through some stuff. You know, I'm serious.
Yes. People,
and not to get respect from people, but to help people understand about the God you serve. You get what I'm saying? Right. About God. Listen, I always tell people, I say, you know, I married 2 husbands, and I started to feel like I was scarred. I started to feel like, oh, and I had people tell me, girl, God ain't, you must not be meant to be married. You must not be meant. I went through some heavy stuff. You know, a husband that committed suicide, you know, and they found him in an apartment hanging from his sister's doorpost. You get what I'm saying? And let me tell y'all something. As a woman of God, or as a woman, people feel like I should be in a corner crazy with one of them white jackets on with extra long sleeves. But guess what? Come on. Hallelujah. I prayed my way through. I did what Rita did. I sat everything down. I called my apostle and said, I'm not doing nothing else. He said, daughter, I don't think that's a good idea. I said, I'm not doing anything else. I don't have anything else right now. I mean, come on. Husband committed suicide. You understand me. I'm sitting here I'm not doing anything else, right? So I went in my room. I had my little temper tantrum, my little pout session, my little woe is me, feel sorry for myself. Went in my room and started crying. You know what the Lord told me? He said, you just preached a sermon, built God tough. Look at you. He said, look at you. You just preached to a church full of people that you are built God tough, that you are a vessel, you know, of honor. He said, you remember I told that prophet that I would set his face like flint? He said, I'm going to do the same for you. Honey, I got up out that bed and I pulled myself together, not just for myself, but for my children, but for my congregation, for people that looked up to me. And guess what? I had to start. I didn't have nobody there to speak stuff into my life. I had to open that word and see what God had to say about me. I had to, and then I had to get up every morning and I had to turn on my gospel. Come on, hallelujah. I had to turn on Mary, Mary, go get it. Go get it.
Yes, somebody can minister to you.
Yes, you have to turn on, you have to set your atmosphere to be conducive to what you want to see out of your life. You listen, do not put on no slow drag music. Oh, woe is me. Soon I will be done. Don't do that. Don't do it. You got to get that music that'll build that praise and build you up. Let me tell you. Like Lisa Tebow say, but God, hallelujah, but yes. God, but God. That's why I sit here on this platform and I open up everything that God has for me and share it so other people can share their testimony. What has God brought you through? Where has he brought you from? So that our sisters that are listening can know that God is able, the blood still works. Amen.
And I think we go through for other people, you know. A lot of times our situations is not for us. And I think is vice versa, you know, because there's something I've never been through that you might can help me with, or something that you haven't been through. You know, because sometimes you need that, because even like when I was going through grief, I'm like, look, people, what did you do? Because I need some help. I don't know about you, because like you said, you go through some stuff, and like I said, you go through some stuff that you've never been through. I'm looking for somebody. Hey, who been through this? Because I need to understand how you got over this, because I don't know, and I'm trying, and it hurts, and is tormenting me. Is like I look like I'm okay. I just look that way, but inwardly, I'm tore up, and so I'm like, oh, you've been through the, what did you do? I'm all ears, because if you faced this before, apparently you okay some kind of way, because you, it's 10 years down the road, somehow the way you found a way to overcome or to press your way through it, even if it's part of you, is part of your journey, but somehow you press your way through it, and I'm like, what did you do? Because I need to know. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we go through things to help other people, because eventually, sometime or another, everybody gonna feel grief or something, and not just in a death form. And you, people gotta realize grief is not just death. Grief is, you know, people, the divorce. Grief is losing a child, or, you know, grief is, you know, it's just a lot. You know, most people associated with death, but grief is just not that, you know. But some kind of form of way or fashion, most people gonna suffer some type of grief in their life, and we need those people. I don't know about other people, but I need. Hey, what did you do?
What did you do?
We wasn't meant to be in this journey alone. God created us for each other, but most people try to make it alone. But we wasn't meant to be alone. He said two is better than one, so that means it's better to have somebody else with you. It's not just in a relationship form, it's in life, period. You know, you need somebody in your amen corner. You need somebody to give you that push, to give you that encouragement. Girl, you could do this.
And tell you the truth.
Right, and tell you the truth, exactly.
Look, you need your amen corner, and you need your truth be told corner. That's what you need. Amen corner, truth be told. All right, y'all, we have went over our time. This topic is so good today. We talked about scream, cry, but don't give up. Okay, I'm gonna say let me read this comment. We have to lean and listen to the older godly with amen in our circles. They have a lot of wisdom we can learn from, but we push them to the side. Now, that is the truth. Oh, my God. That is the truth. And listen, I'm not talking about them sugar mamas that's in the club. I'm talking about
these wise women.
Lord, forgive me. I'm not. Okay. I'm talking about those that love their community, that have, like Rita said, that have had experience with different things, that love God first and foremost. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen. Because there's some wisdom out there that ain't godly wisdom. Let's move on. Okay, scream, cry, but don't give up. Go ahead, Rita, sign out. Give us last word of wisdom before we sign out.
Okay, first and foremost, thank you all for watching and tuning in, and also commenting and all of that beautiful stuff. Like the topic says, scream, cry, but don't give up. And that can definitely be a motto for life. Scream, cry, do whatever you have to do to press, to strive, but don't give up. You have to keep the faith. You have to be resilient. You have to be relentless. You have to keep going. And that is the motto for life. In order to see your successes or whatever God has in store for you, you have to keep pushing. You have to keep going. And like we said, do whatever you have to do. Scream, cry, take an absolute lead to just, you know, go get your minds and thoughts together, but don't give up. Like the poem say, don't quit. Try if you must, but don't you quit. And thank you all for joining in, and never give up. Amen.
Okay. Well, this is Queenie. And the last thing I want to say to you is, in moving forward, you went through some stuff, but move forward. It doesn't matter how fast you move, long as you're moving forward. All right. Write that down. Tweet that out. It doesn't matter how fast you move. But what matters is that you're moving forward. Come on, hallelujah. Yes. I feel good in my spirit. I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares?
God.
Who cares, Rita? Tell them God cares. Yeah, God cares, y'all. Get out of that depression and get to moving, y'all. It's time to get on up and allow God to show you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Holding on, Jack. You better believe I'm holding on.